Hello, Pinellas County. It's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew Street across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street at 1732 Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekend, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can call us at 727-441-2644. From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Mr. Brian Cash Klein.
Well, another one in the books. How you doing today? What's your first name?
I'm Carl.
Carl, do you know that when I was a kid, right, the first person that I remember his name was Carl. And I'm going to tell you what the story was. He was my next door neighbor, and he was Carl, and he was really good to me. And it was like Carl, like, because as a kid, you remember, like, you stay in just in your house. Oh. But Carl was, he was just a kid himself, but at the time, I looked at him as a, but yeah, he would take me to the playground and stuff
so
like
was
that.
So where was your kidhood back in those days?
New York, Long Island.
Oh.
Yeah, so it was it's that name means something to me.
Well, it should. I was a Buffalo kid, so you were on the other side of the street.
I was born in Ithaca, New York.
Okay.
Upstate. Get a little closer to the mic there.
All right, we can do that.
Yeah, so it's kind of a neat thing. You know, we were really promoting the heck out of this Honeymoon Island Bluegrass Festival, and I had my fingers crossed that it would be a success. 1,300 people showed up. Wow.
It was a big success. This is our fifth Bluegrass Festival, and This year was very, very successful, and we thank our audience, the band. We thank God. The weather was terrific. Things could not have been better.
That's it. Give glory to God. And I forget to do that sometimes because I'll take credit for stuff. But then sometimes people get offended if you say give glory to God. But really the answer is give glory to God. And I forget to do that. That's just who I am. But I just know when you just said God, that is important.
It is important.
Who do I work for? I work for God, if you really want to. Like, and I tell you, I use it as a technique. I hate to say that because it's probably not proper the way to use the word technique. But if you don't want to have stress, right? Like sometimes I get stressed out. We do the radio show. We're doing a big turkey drive. We're giving out turkeys this Christmas. And it also, I feel like the stress is coming on to me. Now, I'm doing a trade show at 6 o'clock tonight.
Yes.
So you get what I'm saying? We have all the booths set up. So all of a sudden, I feel this pressure, trade show, giving out turkeys. Oh, I got to be here for the radio show. And then I got to just, if I could just switch it to say I work for God, right?
Yes.
And just trust that God has a purpose, it takes the pressure off me that all I can do is the next right thing. But don't let it be say I didn't try. And don't let it be say I didn't work with work ethics, but leave the, in other words, God has a plan, and I'm part of that plan, but leave the results to God.
No doubt about it.
Not me. And do you know what that does? That relieves me of stress.
Yeah, I can see that.
Right? Because I have pressure on me, that's all. And I don't really if I just trust God. It's two one-syllable words. How do we get on to that? Because you said God.
Well, we can't forget the wonderful weather because We're going to talk about a bluegrass show. You cannot have a good bluegrass show in the rain. Am I right?
Yeah, you got blessed with a good weather.
That's what we did.
All right.
Just real quick, can
we have Jeannie on the phone, actually. Pisces.
Yeah, so let's do this. And then, is he on the phone, JC? Okay, so we got two people on the line. Can we do this at 3:30, start our deal, and then you help me interview these people?
To
do it that way? And who do we have on the line right now?
You have Jeannie.
Hi, I'm Jeannie from Pisces.
And is JC on the line too?
I'm here, yes, sir.
Okay, you guys could all participate. We'll do this, and then we got the Bluegrass, the man that does studio time. He creates entertainers into success. Does any one of you guys sing?
No, sir.
No.
Come on.
Not even in the shower?
Let's try. Can we all of us try Jingle Bells together? And then you guys...
Let's do it.
You going to participate, Jeannie?
Sure.
You going to participate, Carl?
Absolutely.
You going to participate? Get on the radio.
Absolutely. Here. I'm here. I'm down.
All right. Do you have the music for Jingle Bells, just the music part? And then we're going to really do it. And we're going to record this. And who knows? This can go viral. You never know, Jeannie. But you're from Pisces, and I want to push that name. Pisces. Pisces, Pisces, Pisces. We kept saying bluegrass, bluegrass. How many times did I say bluegrass? But the thing is, what's the name of your company?
We are the Stump Hollow Musical Emporium.
Right, and they sell instruments, is that true?
We sell instruments and we sell music, LPs, CDs. We can take your reel-to-reel and turn it into your reel-to-reel from history and turn it into a digital CD.
I do a lady that's all she does, and she's been in my book for over 10 years, maybe even longer, and she that's what she does. She does that because you don't want to lose those cassettes. The first time I did something for her was a cassette that the guy's father had passed away. And he was scared the cassette was... And the guy ended up being a real talent. And I remember I had it switched over for him. And that's how I met her. And that was 10 years ago. And 10 years later, she's still doing business with me. But that is something. All you people that have memorabilia out there. Like, has any of you guys, Jeannie or JC, any of you guys got cassettes? Are you guys old enough for that?
I've got some.
Yeah.
I have a few. I even had some 8-tracks.
There you go. So then what you can do... is get with my friend here, Carl, and he can digitally, if there are memorabilia where it's family members and all that, or anything. She also restores pictures, too.
Right.
And puts it puts it digitally to save them. So anyhow, we're going to sing. You ready for Jingle Bells, everybody?
We're ready.
Sure.
You ready? This Jingle Bells is being sponsored by Pisces and Tint World. And maybe they don't want to be sponsored after people hear it, but that's Pisces and Tint World in Palm Harbor are the sponsors of Jingle Bells. Hit it, Tom. Can we sing?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle the snow.
Help us out, Tom.
One horse open
sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle. Let's go, Jeannie. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Dashing through the snow. One horse open sleigh. Where the fields
we go.
Laughing all the way. Bells on the bobs still ring.
But he's doing their own version.
Making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a sleighing song tonight. All right, so that's it. I think we got something.
You're not going to recognize this, the third verse.
I'm the next American Idol.
Can we replay that so we can hear it? Is that possible to replay what we just did? Is that possible?
I can't really do that, no.
Because it's live, right? You would have to wait till the show was over and then replay it. Okay.
It'll be saved for next week.
We're going to do it. I promise everybody here, we're going to start next week's show with the Jingle Bell version, sponsored by Pisces and Tint World. Is that okay, guys?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
And then you guys can tune in and see what stars you are.
Oh, my.
Okay, so JC, do you like do you like sushi?
I love sushi.
Well, this is, and I asked this the last time. Let me see. Do you want to make a $50 gift certificate?
Sure. Who doesn't like that?
When it says tapas, right? International tapas. What does the word tapas mean?
They're generally like smaller plates, smaller terrible starter items.
Huh. No, see, JC, she killed you, JC.
She got me.
No, no, because it was a $50 question for JC.
Oh, I didn't know that. Tapas. I'll go with that. I phoned a friend. How about that?
Phone a friend. But did you know what tapas was?
I did. No, it was
no,
small
sir,
portions.
I did not.
Is it? Why don't they just say small portions then?
Well, I don't know.
Sophisticated people know that, right, Jimmy?
Maybe that might be derogatory. Small portions.
Yeah. You know, I like it to biggie size it at McDonald's myself, okay?
Right. I'm 6'4". I mean, I don't know what tapas is.
But anyhow, it's cool. And I bet you it's high quality, because whenever you have small portions of something, the reason why is it's like when you buy something real like filet mignon, right? You don't generally get a 32-ounce filet mignon. Right, because it's Jeannie, if I said that's a tapa, would that be correct? A filet mignon, because it's a small.
It would not be.
Okay, so I got it wrong.
Maybe some filet tips, the little filet tips on that.
Okay.
I think in many cases it's small portions that are table style, where you pass around. Our portions would all be different, so you would take one, pass it around.
Really?
I think so.
Okay, so let's do this. Who are we going to interview first, Pisces or Tint World? Who's getting interviewed first?
The ladies first. Go ahead.
There you go. And help us out, JC. Yeah, you're JC from Tint World in Palm Harbor.
Yes, sir.
And we got to get that name out there, Tint World, Palm Harbor. So ask Jeannie some questions about sushi, since you like it. Tell us what you ask her, where she's located, or ask her whatever question you want. Go ahead, JC.
Sure. Where are you located at?
we're in downtown Dunedin. We're right on Main Street in Highland. We have a 150-seat restaurant with two patios. One of the patios is we do have our doggy dining license for, so anybody in this town or traveling with dogs, they're always welcomed on our patio.
That's a good thing.
What's the different types of sushi do you have?
We've got...
like sashimi?
Yeah, we do sashimi. We do sushi, nigiri. Chef brings in all sorts of fish throughout the different seasons to run as features. But then our full menu, we do have items... like we have a fried chicken sushi roll. We have a lot of fusion sushi rolls. We do a gator and crawfish, which is called our swamp thing. We have a halibut cream, which is one of our top sellers. It's salmon and spicy tuna with a miso sauce, garlic aioli, and chipotle sauce. And then our house seller is the Dunedin Dream, which is grouper, spicy tuna, has a garlic aioli and a sweet chili as well.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Yeah, California roll. I like that. That's probably one of my favorites.
We've got that. And it's on our happy hour menu. We do have $4 sushi rolls Tuesday through Sunday from 4 to 6, along with drinks.
How long you guys been there?
In this location, it'll be 4 years in May. And then overall, they've had their business for about 6 years.
You know, in Japan...
Yeah, that's one of my favorite foods is wasabi.
You know, in Japan, how famous sushi is, how big it is, they actually have vending machines.
Yeah,
I mean, that's big. Seafood is big, and sushi's big in Japan.
Is that when you need a yen for a food?
Yeah. So, you know, it's big, and it's healthy, too. It's yeah. It's mind food too. Like elderly people, especially should eat sushi. It helps with Alzheimer's. The nutrients that are in fish are naturally good. They actually there was something online where they were actually taking something out of the fish and use it as an antibiotic. And they do that with shark cartilage too, you know. And that's how the healthiest thing a human being can eat is fish. You know, a long time ago, Johnny Carson, because he was, you know, that's how long ago it was. He had a guy on the show, and it's called Five Blue Areas in the World. Mm. Five Blue Areas. Now, in these towns of the five blue areas, they all lived over 100. So what they were trying to figure out, it was one in Russia, or there was one in Greece. Actually, there was one in California. And what do you think they all had in common of the five areas that lived over 100 years old?
And they were
eating fish. There were two in Japan. Huh?
They all ate
fish. They were all eating fish.
They ate fish and beans. That was the common denominator, was beans, too.
We've protein. Got a sushi roll with fish and beans on it.
Right, so beans and fish was the common denominator. And that was the only common denominator they had. When you eat fish, you know, you think you're going out there to enjoy it, which the atmosphere at Pisces is unbelievable. I mean, it's downtown Tunedin. You have the hustle and bustle of the downtown, people walking by and all that. There's something about being in a downtown environment. But you're doing something that's good for you, too. So you're having the enjoyment of it. Just know it's the healthy way to eat, and it's enjoyable. And that's what Pisces Absolutely. Offers. It's at 799 Highland Avenue. That's in Dunedin, Florida. The phone number. And then Lizzie. Talk about Lizzie and James.
Lizzie and James are our owners, husband and wife. James got a lot of his schooling. Well, he's from Kentucky. He trained under a very I guess prestigious sushi chef, Chef Tangloy. And he's been all over St. Augustine, I believe Jacksonville. Then they finally came back to this area and started up Pisces. Pisces was just a 13-table restaurant with that the two of them worked from the very start. And they grew it into what it is today. And they are amazing people.
Right. Isn't that something? And then I always wonder that. Why is it that one person takes over a business and it don't do well? Right, and then another right. person takes over a business and it does well,
yeah.
right? And they're their example of that hardworking family, the mom and pop operation. You know, they're not the chain, they're not the franchise.
Back to that work ethic, work ethic,
work ethic.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm, how you were raised?
Right. What is it? How's it go? Ability with no honor has no value. Because you can have all the ability in the world, but if you have no honor, it has no value. Because you have to work. It's just all there is to it. You have to work. And
my grandfather taught me, you do work, then you get paid. That's what it is. You have right. to do the work first.
Right. And does anybody know who Wolfman Jack is?
New York?
Yeah. They consider them one of the top 10 famous DJs of all time. In New York in the 60s. So if you knew who he was, does this guy sound like JC, sound like Wolf? Try to sound like Wolfman. Do it purposely.
What's this call sign on the radio? I really don't know. This is my regular voice that I speak in every single day. This isn't. this is just how I talk.
Now, how many people have said you sound like Wolfman Jack in your life?
A lot of customers that come in here, they say it sounds like Wolfman Jack, and I do like a little skit for them. This is going to be an all-skate here at Skate Odyssey Tampa. And I say that for them. They all laugh, and they say, you sound just like him.
Right. So if you're from New York, right, and you're from you remember the radio from the 60s and 70s, you would know exactly what we're saying. Anyhow, Jeannie, you want to ask a question for my friend here? Help us out? He does Tint World. Yeah, see, like, what question do you think you could ask him? They do Tint World. They do car stereos, top of the line. It's all state-of-the-art audio. Like, if you walked I'm just like, because my friend Carl here, he's into the audio and all that stuff. You, am I misleading when I say when you walk into Tint World, you're walking into modern, you're walking into the future of now, like the presence of when you walk into your showroom, it is a showroom of excellence. Like you just, yes, you know what I mean by that? Like what I'm trying to get across, because how do you do it in words that a picture is worth 1,000 words? How do I explain to someone that you're a professional organization, top of the line, state of the art, all equipment, but you also have that look to it? Like when you walk in, like I think I said wow when I walked in.
It's all hardwood floors, and I mean it's wall to wall, from speakers to window tint, K40 alarms, all your aftermarket accessories for your trucks, cars, backup camera. If you drive a little bit older car, it's all the new modern technology that they would put in a brand new car. We have that to add to either a brand new car or even an older car.
Right, and then you even have like stuff explaining stuff, like TV sets up, explaining stuff, how it's installed and what's done.
We wrap cars, we wire cars, anything to do with an aftermarket, from ceramic coating, paint protection film, window tint. I mean, there's a lot of things and a lot of technology that go into all these things. People just think, oh, it's just window tint. It's way more than that, I promise you.
Yeah, I know, and I'm just trying to figure out how, like, in words. You know, the Bible has no pictures, right? So words are important. So sometimes, like, when I do the radio, I can't give a picture. I got to use words. I'm just trying to, please feel it in my heart what I'm trying to say. This is, like, state-of-the-art technology, a professional organization. It's called Tint World. And you're going to get done professional service, high-quality product. And here's the deal. Since he owns it, he can give a better deal. He works on profit, not like an hourly deal there. So he can give a good deal to you, too. So just because you think you're getting state-of-the-art and all the great quality, he also gives great value with a good price.
It's about customer service. You know, a happy customer is everything, to me anyway. And I make sure they're happy and they're comfortable, and I explain every single procedure that's going into their car, from the window tint to the stereo to the subwoofer. Everything is explained to them. And I even take people on tour of the shop. We're extremely proud of the back of the shop. Yes, the front looks good. It's supposed to look good. But the back of the building, where all the magic happens, it looks just as good as the front as well.
Right, the magic. Like, just like a restaurant, yeah. But like, right, sure. Jeannie?
That's right.
You have a front and a back, right? The back would be what? Yep. The dishwasher, the cook, the chef, and then the front would be the hostess, the waitress, and so everything has a back and a front to it, if you think about it. And do you have a question, Jeannie, from Pisces for Tint World, JC?
Do I have a question? Did you go over where you were located? I don't think
No, I don't think we did. Good deal.
I'm located at 30950 U.S. Highway 19 North. I'm in between Leaders Casual Furniture and Safe Light Auto Glass.
Yeah, they're just north of Curlew on U.S. 19. And that's good to say that, because I think, like, especially with U.S. 19, if I say Curlew and U.S. 19, you know where it is. But if I say 305-6735 U.S. 19, you don't. Right. So give like a landmark where you're at, and you're just north.
Exactly.
You're just north of Curlew.
Just north of Curlew, right next to Harbor Freight Tools.
Right, exactly. And then, so that's good to know, and that's Tint World. And do you need any tint done, Jeannie?
Not at the moment, I don't think so.
How about you, Carl?
Not at the moment.
How about get your van wrapped?
Well, I have a 1948 Chevy. That would be nicely wrapped.
Oh, there you go.
That would be nice to be wrapped. We'd love to work on that 1948 Chevy. We had the General Lee in here on Black Friday.
There you go.
If you go to TintWorld.com or TintWorld.com or TintWorld Palm Harbor on Facebook, all the videos are posted up there. All the lights that we do, the aftermarket accessories, the General Lee, all the wrap jobs, everything's right there.
Okay, and the phone number is
727-264-2043.
That's right. You're breaking up a little bit. I don't know. Why was that, Tom?
I'm sorry.
Technology.
So, Jeannie, in closing, what would you like to say about Pisces?
Just come and check us out. We've won about 5 different awards this year for best sushi in the Tampa Bay area. We've got an amazing staff here, amazing, talented sushi chefs. Our sushi is a little work of art when it's ordered, so stop in. We've got happy hour, live music, cold liquor bar, sake, Japanese whiskeys.
You know, last week I did a little segment on Lizzie by herself in James. And I really wasn't... Did you hear the last week's show?
No, I don't think so, no.
But it's on YouTube. And all I talked about is how them as people. And I wasn't trying to... Even though they own Pisces and they put a high-quality product out and all that. But as human beings, you know, actual...
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're amazing. She and James give so much back for charitable things. You know it, and I know it. She's behind the scenes a lot of times on some of the stuff. But she could be the most charitable client and given person in my lifetime that I've ever met is Lizzie.
We will be hosting in the beginning of next year our 3rd annual Light Up the Night for Autism event that we've had a great turnout over the past 2 years. So if you stay on touch or keep in touch on our Facebook or Instagram pages, and our website, PiscesSushiBistro.com, will be uploading information about that one soon enough.
That's fantastic. And then, JC, tell us a little bit about Brian from Tint World.
Brian, he has over 30 years experience in the automotive industry. He's been in this game for a long, long time. He's actually owned 2 Tint World franchises, very successful business owner. He takes pride in his work and pride in the building. And then from the moment you step in, to the minute you leave, it's that pride that that shows through.
Right, and that's important. You care. That's exactly the feeling I get when I deal with Tint World, that you guys really care about giving out a high-quality product and good service.
Well, when people drive around, we want them to say, you know, I had this tint or I had this ceramic coating. I had these aftermarket accessories done at Tint World. So, I mean, it's basically a rolling billboard that has to be 100% correct every single time. You can check our reviews online. You can go to Tint World Palm Harbor on Facebook. Everything we do is listed right there. Thanks. Anything having to do with any automotive accessory, Jeeps, boats, commercial, residential tent, you name it, we do it.
Fantastic, buddy. So if you guys want to stay on the show, we're going to be going over, explain to them what we're going to be doing, Carl.
We're going to talk about bluegrass music, which began around 1945 with Bill Monroe, and we're going to talk about the progress that it is bluegrass is made from 1945 to the Gibson brothers, who are present today, stars. And I want to talk about that evolution and the growth of the progress. So,
and we're going to have different songs, like from 1945, then we're going to go to 1950 to 1955.
Yes.
And we're going to show the progress of how the songs changed and the tempo and all that. And if you're interested, you guys can stay on. But that's what we're going to do next. We're going to take a quick commercial break, right? And we're going to play Jingle Bells the way it should be played with professional singers. And we'll want to thank, and I do wait. I'm going to go on the air, Jeannie and JC and Carl and Tom and Jay Sean and me, that you guys are going to give me a verbal contract that it's okay next week I replayed the Jingle Bells that we sang.
I agree to that. I do.
Okay, everybody agree? You agree?
Agreed.
We agree. Play it. Run it.
Okay, so next
Simon Cowell discovers me.
Right, so now we're going to start our next week's show with Jingle Bells. We're going to take a quick commercial break and play Jingle Bells the right way. And thank you guys for being on from Pisces.
Thank you for having us.
And also from Tint World.
Come down and see us.
And then here it is.
Yeah.
Just listen for Jingle Bells, and actually my favorite is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, to be real. Okay.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Pinellas County, it's time for you to check out Angie's Grill on Drew Street. Angie's Grill on Drew Street in Clearwater is under new ownership, where Ina and Eric Thomas are bringing a new look, a new feel, and an updated menu with affordable prices. For breakfast, try Eric's favorite made-from-scratch Belgian waffles with blueberries or strawberries. Or for lunch, try the Kaz, also known as beef liver with caramelized onions. Not your style? No problem. How about the chicken wings or the spaghetti and meatballs? Or even the meatloaf with potatoes? At Angie's Grill on Drew Street, we're not making you a meal from a can. It's a meal made from scratch. And if you have room, try one of Ina's desserts, cakes, or pies by the slice, or take home a super individual pie. It's the Thomas family serving dine-in and pickup at Angie's Grill on Drew Street, a hidden gem in the tiny plaza at the corner of Jupiter and Drew Street across from the 7-Eleven. That's Angie's Grill on Drew Street at 1732 Drew Street, open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. till 3 p.m., or on the weekend, 6 a.m. till 2 p.m. You can call us at 727-441-2644. From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Okay, so I wanted to say there's a good friend of mine. He owns a self-service pet wash station. What do you think about that?
Wow, that's terrific.
And what his thing is, you leave the mess behind. We clean up after you. Think about that. So, and that's pretty cool. It's a, and he has a lot. People think that when you go there, but he supplies everything. I mean, can you read what he supplies? Because I can't see it myself. It's like,
well, this includes a large grooming tub, a choice of four professional grade shampoos, including natural flea tick shampoo, towels, blow dryer, ear wipes, and conditioning spray.
Right, so you get the whole thing. Just that alone is worth $9.
Absolutely.
Because it's professional, organic grade stuff that kills ticks and fleas.
Absolutely.
And that alone could be worth it. And then he gives the towels, the ear wipes.
Yep.
And he's there to help you, too.
Yep.
That's Dunedin Pet Supply. And what he's doing now, too, is he's just really upgraded all his pet products. Because he has pet foods and all this type of stuff. So, in other words, he offers this to you. Because he can buy it in volume, so then he can offer it to you and give you a really good deal. Part of the deal of doing the dog wash is because he's buying so much from the consumer. What would it be considered who he buys it from? What is that called?
A supplier.
The supplier. I couldn't think of the name.
Well, a happy dog is a healthy dog.
Right. And then the people, again, we were talking about the fish when you live longer.
Yes.
Eat fish and beans. People that have a dog live longer. It's just a fact. And then another thing was is if you live by the water, because 80% of our body is made of water.
Yes.
These are little indicators. You have a dog. There's nothing like coming home and the dog is whining and crying because you're home. It makes you feel good. Like someone loves you.
Absolutely.
And then to say that we all don't want to be loved, we do. I don't care. The toughest guy in the world, maybe not him, but most, I would almost say everybody in the world would really, we really want to be loved.
Sure enough.
Right. Okay. So, but that's what the dogs do. And then he's right there, right across the street from the KFC there in Dunedin. He's next to the car wash.
Okay.
And he's across the street from the new restaurant, the Detroit restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay, yep. That's trying to give you an example of Patricia Avenue and Main Street. There's a Save-A-Lot there, but he's across the street next to the car wash. And he's across the street from the restaurant. And it's a self-service pet wash station, and it's Dunedin Pet Supply. And then this lady that I deal with, she has Mobility Plus, and she's in the Coast Guard. Think about that. She served our country. And I'm getting her a free oil change because my client gave free oil changes to veterans, no matter what the oil was. Some of those oil changes could be $70.
Sure enough, yes.
Right? And we gave out over, we made a deal where I did the promotion and all that, and it's okay, it's all good. But we gave out over 100 oil changes to veterans for free. And it's ASC certified mechanics, and they're on US 19, right by Maple Wood Lane's Bowling Alley, just before that.
Oh, yes.
You know where it is on US 9, on the service road.
I do.
So yes. We should give a shout out that they gave out, ASC gave out 100 free oil changes to veterans and gave them 4 days to come in. And I'm going to make sure, Lynn from Mobility Plus gets one because she served our country in the Coast Guard. And I'm really proud to know her. And she has Mobility Plus. It's right there in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. You know where that is, that County Road 1 in Main Street?
I do, yes.
Right, so she helps people. And her products are all, what do you think, American-made, right? And then if you look at her ad, the ad is just wonderful because it shows you what she does. And, you know, it's just, it's cool stuff. You know, I'm scared to fall. You know, I really am. I'm scared to fall. You know, because I figure if I, at my age now, I figure if I fall, I mean, I could really hurt myself. And this stuff saves people's lives, what she's selling. It gives people mobility, stops them from falling. Until you're in this position, you don't realize how important these products are.
The recliner chair is especially a wonderful gift for anyone who's had any surgery on their hips.
Right. So you know.
It's wonderful. Absolutely.
That's right. Because you just recently went through that, if you don't mind me saying.
I did.
Maybe I was too much information. I shouldn't have, but, you know. And then I'm waiting on the popical lady to call me. We were supposed to have her on last week, and I messed up by not having her on. So I made a mistake. But she does organic popical popcorn, and she's on Drew Street, just south of the Spectrum Field. She's at 2551 Drew Street, and my daughter goes there, and she loves her product, and she says she's a wonderful lady. You know, just some people are just wonderful. I'm not going to say all my clients are that way, but this lady here at Popical, you just know she's an angel from heaven, the way she talks, the way she treats people.
Yeah.
And she knows it's true because she probably, when you say this stuff, you know other people have said this to her. Right.
Right.
So if you, she knows that what I'm saying, you just feel a warmth and a love there, and it's popical, and it's organic, and it, how better can it be than organic with no chemicals?
That's perfect.
Popcorn, and it has a great taste to it, and she has all different flavors of popcorn she can get you, and it's right there on Drew Street. It's at 2551 Drew Street. It's number 107. It's in Clearwater. Her phone number is 727-744-4191, and I love the lady. She's a wonderful person. So let's start our thing.
She's on the phone.
Oh, she's on. Wow, he's okay. You were on the phone.
Yeah. Hey, Brian. Yeah, I was just watching your show, and you were so full of good content today. I couldn't find a good spot to interrupt.
Oh. I meant what I say, and I could because people can sense. Can you hear the tone in her voice? She just laughed.
Genuine.
Genuine. Yeah, so tell us about how you got started in popcorn.
Well, I'm not really sure. It's like you were talking about before. When it's a God thing, it's just a God thing. So it there was no rhyme or reason. It just came up. It's some machinery I found online, and I bought it, and the rest is history.
Very good. Very good. And it's good stuff you're putting out there. How many different flavors of popcorns do you have?
Oh, I have probably about 24 today. I try to keep 12 sweets and 12 savories. So, and we put a little chocolate on some of the nutty ones today. I had a pecan roll that I covered with white chocolate. We've got caramel covered with white and dark chocolate for a tuxedo. Got some peppermint flavored. I'm hearing myself on the radio, so that's not good. It's like,
oh no, that's good. At least you know you're on the radio,
right? But I'm hearing what I said previous. So.
Carl's taking notes. That's we're in trouble. He's writing down something. When Carl writes down notes, I don't know. I think you got a flavor that he liked. I don't know. What would you just write down, Carl?
I wrote down, I have a good memory, but it's short.
Yeah, so you've got...
So, yeah, we've got toffee with almonds today. We've got pecan roll with pecans, obviously, for the holidays. Cinnamon red hot, peppermint flavored. And for the savories, got hot wing, dill pickle, loaded potato. People tell me it tastes just like a baked potato. Salt and vinegar, Greek seasonings, parm and garlic, and then your traditional movie theater butter, kettle corn. So, yeah, good for all your Christmas parties, good for your gifts for clients.
That's a wow from me. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes.
Yeah, that is like, I got to go there. I'm going to give you, myself personally, and then just know, bill me, like the check's in the mail, but I'm going to give a $20 gift certificate for call to go to your popcorn place.
Oh, what? Awesome.
Wow.
Okay. It's a gift. But he has to answer one question.
Okay.
All right, to get this $20 gift certificate. All right. What's the name of the popcorn place on Drew Street, and where is it located?
I believe it's the Popical Organic Popcorn.
Yay!
Yes.
Get the
He's a winner.
The drum
winner, winner,
the
chicken
drum
dinner.
Please.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
I wonder where that came up from. Like, I don't know. I wonder who originally first said that. Is there an origin?
Probably.
Someone in Vegas.
Somebody that gave away a chicken dinner, maybe.
There you go. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. $20 gift certificate. Call is the big winner. Ring the bell.
Yeah. I'll be looking for him to come in then, and he can sample everything before he buys. He can have unlimited samples.
How many hours do I have to stay?
If you come at 11, I'm here till 7, so that gives you about 8 hours to drown yourself in popcorn.
Well, I will enjoy it.
Do you have movies, too? That might not be a bad idea. Have a TV set up with movies.
I had thought about that. I am playing some Christmas movies now on a little TV screen I've got here. I did think about leaving one big wall blank for a, you know, like a screen, but ended up getting that wall filled up, so...
Yeah, that's the next move.
Right.
But anyhow, thank you for being on the show. In closing, what would you like to say about your popcorn organic store and where you're located and sampling and encouraged?
I'm located just off of 19, just west of Drew. It's easy for people to get to, like I say, off 19. If they're coming from Tampa, if they're coming from Palm Harbor, the lady up in Tarpon Springs just closed her store, so... I get a lot of traffic that come down from Tarpon. They're glad to find it. So, yeah, like I say, just straight out on Drew Street across from the big Bright House Spectrum Field Stadium. And we have popcorn for all reasons.
Do you know, we put out a Tarpon Springs coupon book, right, and holiday? Mm-hmm. Even though you're in the Clearwater Dunedin one, you're also in the Tarpon Springs book also. So that's good.
That's what I realized, yeah, all the way from Tarpon clear down to Pinellas Park, I believe.
Yes, so. That's true. And Seminole now, because we just did something for, I always forget how to say it, the chicken place there, PDQ. The lady,
yeah.
Just the lady that just is, oh my God. I mean, I keep saying this about everybody, but this lady is just so sweet. She just took over their advertising and... But I do. We do a book in Seminole now too, and you're in that one also.
Right.
But yeah,
well, you see the good in people. You must bring out the sweet in people. That's what you're looking for, and that's what you seem to find. So that's a good thing.
Yeah. Like the thing is, and I don't do this now all the time, but the more you can be grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Exactly.
And then the more you complain about the problems you have. The more problems you get to complain about.
Isn't that it?
And I can't say I always lived that, too, right? But I just know that is the answer, though.
That is one of the answers.
One of the answers. That's true. Yep. One of the answers. Trust in God is two one-syllable words. That is the answer.
That is the answer.
Okay.
But yeah, you'll see. If you ever come in, you'll see. I have a little give thanks placard and a grateful, thankful, blessed placard and just as little reminders to people and myself.
Because anytime I'm upset and stuff, it's because I'm the problem.
Usually that's something we need to learn through it, something we need to work through and learn for sure.
Right. Anyhow, thank you for being on the show. And if you stay on, you're going to learn from the bluegrass how it started from 1945 till now, and we're going to start that right now if you want to stay on.
I will.
Okay, so let's go with the first song is how we're going to do it. And if you want Matt, if you want to chime in and help us do this interview, would you be interested in doing that, Matt?
Yeah, man. I got a few things pulled up already. You were asking about the winner chicken dinner.
Yes.
I found it's debatable what you find on the internet, but what the internet's kind of pushing towards is the exact origin of the phrase winner chicken dinner is disputed, but it may have come from gamblers. The most popular origin story of the term is that the term chicken dinner at a Las Vegas casino used to cost $2, the same amount as the standard bet. So if you want a bet, you want a chicken dinner. They're putting it onto a Asian blackjack dealer that remains unnamed.
All right, an Asian guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's success. There you go. Real quick, we got to do this, Matt. Just listen.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Introduce how we do this now.
All right. We'll start with a cue up the first one, and you will be hearing Bill Monroe, Footprints in the Snow from 1945.
Folks like the summertime and they can walk about, strolling through the meadow green at Fenton, there's no doubt. But give me the wintertime when the snow is on the ground, for a founder when the snow is on the ground. Oh, I traced a little footprints in the snow. I found a little footprints in the snow, Lord. I blessed and a happy day. To see her, there was a big round moon. My mother said she just stepped out, but it'd be returning soon. I found her little footprints and I traced them through the snow. And I found her when the snow lit on the ground. Oh, I traced her little footprints in the snow. I found her little footprints in the snow. Oh, I blessed her a happy day.
All right, that was Bill Monroe from 1945, and I'll tell you a little bit more about it while we're queuing up the next number. That was a very crude type of quality of recording, but the next one we're going to hear is Ralph Stanley from the Stanley Brothers, and it's called How Mountain Girls Can Love from 1960, and you will hear far more banjo than in the Monroe in the moment. Ralph Stanley. That was Ralph Stanley, 1960. You hear that mountain banjo style, very much the Stanley sound. The next, you're going to hear the seldom seen House of Gold, and you're going to hear a lot more dobro, and the dobro is the slide guitar, and this is when that style was introduced to the bluegrass sound, the slide dobro.
People steal, they cheat and lie for the wealth and what it will buy.
don't they know on the judgment day that the gold and silver will melt away? I'd rather be in a deep dark grave and to know that my poor soul was saved, and to live in this world in a house of gold and deny my God.
That's seldom seen at the Dobro. We got time for one more?
Yes.
One okay. more, but not the one we were going to play because we had a little difficulty with the CD. So
okay.
It'll be the next one.
All right. We're going to hear the Gibson Brothers, I believe, called Ring the Bell. And this is today's quality bluegrass sound of number one bluegrass Gibson Brothers. Ring the Bell.
I hate the way I smile when I could cry. I hate the way I'm living out your life. I play this happy part for you. It's not the role I was born to do. I can't like myself, love you too. And I'm hating how I look the other way. I know about the games you like to play. Need to do. I can't like myself, love you too. Gonna run to the mountain high and be alone with the big blue sky. Gonna cry till the sky ain't blue. Or I like myself and I don't love you.
I'm going to talk through the end of this one while we're going. You'll notice a lot of fiddle, and you'll notice the Jesse Brock characterized with on the mandolin, and it's far more sophisticated than the earlier Monroe Stanley style, and even the seldom seen. But this is very much what we call crossover now. It's a more pleasing sound to a bigger audience, and this is very much what I want to thank the TAM radio audience. At my bluegrass show this past weekend at Honeymoon, we had 1,300 people, and I have to thank a lot of y'all folks for coming out and hearing my show. So with that, I guess I'm going to be peeling out of here.
Yeah, real quick, I wanted to say the bluegrass and blue, there's a band called Bluegrass that was real famous too.
Yes. Well, that's
and that was in the 80s.
The bluegrass is actually a name of a style. It's not
but
like...
But there was a band named that too, right?
Well, could be the bluegrass band.
Yeah, and and they were great.
Well, they are great. And I just wanted to mention to your audience to come to my bluegrass shop, the Stump Hollow Musical Emporium. I'm on the Causeway Plaza, and I support the magazine and the TAM audience, and I appreciate all the audience support that we've had at our bluegrass show. And if you want some bluegrass music, I have it in all kinds of formats, LPs, CDs, and cassettes. We call it K-sets now.
And that's Curlew in Alton and 19, McDonald's, next to the Florida Youth Ranch. And your name of your business is?
It's the Stump Hollow Musical Emporium.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.